Out of Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mark Campbell of Mary L. joining us right after this.
Coming up Monday, October 1st, don't miss Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Now, it all begins at noon, selling 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial springbred heifers. For more information, just call them toll-free, 800-664-3977, or go online to expressranches.com. It's the Express Ranches Rancher's Bull Sale coming up Monday, October 1st at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
We've been dealing here in 2012 with our second year of drought and lots of stress on our beef cattle as a result. Our colleague Ed Richards had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Mark Campbell, a veterinary services manager with Mary L. Animal Health, about that and some of the things that he's observed regarding the stress that our cattle have been facing.
What are some of the challenges we see producers facing when dealing with drought-stressed cattle, sir?
Well, a lot of times their immune system isn't functioning properly because they're either nutritionally deficient or mineral deficient. They may not have received either adequate or good quality colostrum when they're born because their mothers were probably mineral and nutritionally deficient also. That can stay with them the rest of their life if they didn't get that good colostrum when they're born. And we're probably having to wean them lighter, and these lighter calves become more of a problem.
Well, speaking of lighter weight calves, are they more difficult to treat?
Yes, they are, mainly because their immune system isn't quite as mature as an older calf. They may not respond to the vaccines as well. They may not respond to treatment as well either. And when you are weaning them lighter, it's more stressful on them. The lighter you wean them, the more stressful it is on that calf. And also, they may not have had all the shots that they usually have on the mother when they're weaned early.
And Dr. Campbell says in a normal non-drought year, we get most of the minerals and vitamins we need for our cattle from our pasture. But here in 2012, that's not the case. For example,
we need green grass, which we don't have much of anywhere here in Oklahoma, to provide vitamin A for these cattle. And they could be vitamin A deficient when they're usually not this time of year.
So the hot, dry weather gives us nutritional challenges for our cattle. At the same time, the hot, dry conditions often will give us respiratory problems as well. And Dr. Campbell says at that point, you've got to jump in and make sure that you're proactive in treating those animals.
When these cattle are nutritionally stressed, minerally deficient, it makes it even more important to treat them early. The earlier you treat a calf, the better your response usually is. And this hot weather, they lack enough lung tissue to begin with, but when we destroy some lung tissue by pneumonia or BRD, then it puts that calf further and further behind, and they're just not as efficient or efficient. That's why we need to use, a good antimicrobial such as Zactran.
Well, why should a producer use Zactran itself?
One reason it's so quick acting, it's exactly the right treatment because it's within 30 minutes when you give a subcutaneous injection, it is working in the lungs. You can't really even give one a shot IV and get it there any quicker. And then it is so long lasting. It lasts 10 days in that lung tissue, still fighting an infection.
Well, tell
and it's got a convenient dose, 2 cc's per 110 pounds.
Veterinary Services Manager for Mary L. Animal Health, Dr. Mark Campbell, joining us today. And he says for more information about Zactran, you can check with your local veterinarian, your local Mary L. Animal Health rep, or you can go to Zactran.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.